Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some freezing fog early on today, then mostly sunny with a high nearing 38. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 21. Snow showers become likely as we head into Saturday with our high nearing 33, and still a chance for some snow showers throughout Saturday night with a low of 17. Clearing up on Sunday, sunshine with a high of 33, and mostly cloudy skies Sunday night with a low around 13 degrees. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 19.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosierl. After some of the heavy rain that we've received over the last couple days here across the state of Kansas, the big question is now, has it helped with some of the drought conditions in the farming community across the Mid-America region? That audio from KSN News, he says that if they did get that amount of rain, that would help with the fall crops in May and in April, but it's probably too late for the wheat crop that's currently in the ground right now. State legislators are also working on water bills right now in Topeka regarding the extreme drought and the Ogallala Aquifer that is continuously dwindling. That could have a drastic effect on western Kansas and the Mid-America region unless they allow it to begin replenishing itself.
The end-of-the-year blowout sale is going on now at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models and offering huge discounts on 2022s. Make your way to Riverwind RV at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road and check out the end-of-the-year sale going on now through January. Are you looking for a new travel trailer, fifth-wheeler, or toy hauler?
Riverwind RV has exactly what you're looking for.
RVs of all types and sizes by manufacturers like Winnebago,
Heartland,
Forest River,
Gulfstream,
and Keystone, with discounts so big it's unbelievable. Now is the best time to buy at Riverwind RV. Stop by the east side location at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover at 159th and Kellogg Drive, or check them out online at riverwindrv.com. It's the end of the year blowout sale at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealer in Wichita. Stop by or call them at 316-364-3333. Riverwind RV's huge end of the year sale is going on now.
A Kansas elementary teacher has won a National Teacher Appreciation Award and getting a check for $25,000. As KSNT News reports, a fourth grade teacher, Kristen Becker of Logan Elementary School in Topeka, was surprised this week by winning the 2022 Milken Educator Award and a $25,000 check from the organization.
And at the Milken Family Foundation, we don't think educators get enough recognition. We should say thank you, like Commissioner Watson said, and recognize our teachers more often.
On top of getting the check, Becker will also be attending a conference this summer in California where she will join the other 2022 winners, where she says she's extremely honored.
It makes me proud, but it also is just an honor to have this award and to have my school recognized, and hopefully future kids and generations will want to become teachers.
That audio from KSNT News, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the former Commissioner of Education for the state of Nebraska, Matthew Bloomstead, officially resigned from the position back on January 3rd after serving the role for 9 years. And because of that resignation, the Nebraska State Board of Education is looking for a new commissioner. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that right now, Deputy Commissioner Deborah Friesen has been announced as the interim Commissioner of Education by the State Board, but they say they have launched a nationwide search to find candidates for the position. With the nationwide search, the Nebraska Board of Education has chosen McPherson and Jacobson LLC to do the search, but while the search continues, the board is responsible for choosing the next commissioner, where they say they are looking for feedback on the selection process. In other news, the Nebraska American Legion has officially announced Duncan Field in the city of Hastings to host the 2023 Nebraska American Legion Senior State Tournament. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that it is a partnership between the Nebraska American Legion and the Hastings American Legion, and the tournament is set to run from July 22nd through the 26th.
say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A proposal for a wind farm in the Jansen and Plymouth areas in southeast Nebraska drew a packed house of some 130 residents last Thursday to a Jefferson County planning and zoning meeting. Up to 90 turbines could be added, with a wind farm in Jefferson County already in operation in the Diller area with a steel flats operation. Noting less restrictive rules and regulations than some other counties, protection of the health, safety, and welfare of local residents should be a priority, according to spokespersons, while others from the Diller area commented that ag land values have not been impacted in 10 years of operation, and several new residences have been built in the area. The next meeting for planning and zoning will be January 26th, where the committee will possibly decide on recommendations to the Jefferson County Board. Washington County authorities reported a break-in and theft of a transfer station Monday morning. Two individuals were caught on camera as they broke into the office and stole three large tubs of copper wire and various tools, as well as a Ranger side-by-side, which was later recovered. They're asking for public assistance identifying the masked individuals involved, with a camera shot posted on the Washington County Emergency Management Facebook page. Nemahal County authorities Saturday evening advised of a suspect at large in the area of K-63 and K-71 highway. Updating Tuesday that all subjects pertaining to this incident are accounted for, the situation is considered to be resolved. Sheriff's Office took one suspect in custody, Christian Gonzalez, age 27, of Seneca, booked into jail Saturday for interference with law enforcement, fleeing and eluding, and transporting open container. The incident began when a vehicle attempted to flee and elude a deputy, and Gonzalez was taken into custody a short time later. Gabriela Gonzalez, age 42, of Hiawatha, was booked into the Nemahal County Jail on Sunday on a Nemahal County bench warrant revoking bond. She remains in custody. Bond has been denied. Marshall County Democratic Central Committee is to meet Thursday evening at 7 at the Marysville City Hall to consider candidates for and recommend a nomination for county treasurer to fill the unexpired term of Jamie Ellenbecker, who has announced she's retiring the post effective February 28th. Public may attend the meeting tonight, but only committee members will ask questions and vote. Valley Heights Recycling has been postponed 1 week. Recycling drop-off in Blue Rapids will be held Saturday, January 28th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the county fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. As a reminder, the second Saturday recycling in Marysville was postponed and will be this Saturday, January 21st, 10 to 11 a.m. on North 20th Street in Marysville. Preliminary hearing, which was set for today for Gerald Brown in Marshall County District Court, has been postponed. He's charged with first-degree murder in the death of his wife, Jennifer Brown, of rural Marysville, Thanksgiving morning. A new hearing date has not been set. Brown remains in the Marshall County Jail. Axtell Community Grocery and a liquor store opened this week. Volunteers had demolished the former J&J grocery, which had closed and rebuilt on the site. Bob Lozier has been hired as manager for the store. The effort funded through local investors and a $25,000 Kansas Healthy Food Initiative grant through K-State Extension. An injury accident reported in Marshall County Saturday morning south of Marysville. Aisha Smith, age 15, of Frankfort, lost control. Vehicle went off the road, struck a culvert, and overturned. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville. Home City Community will host several events Sunday with proceeds toward the ballpark, play equipment, and community improvements. Teams may enter the Fur Bear Frenzy with points allotted for various animals taken and cash prizes awarded. Ladies Bunko at the Blue Valley Technology Building begins Sunday at 1:30, open to all ladies with prizes and refreshments shared. Finally, a community chili soup dinner will serve on Sunday evening, 5:30 till 7:30, also at Blue Valley with a free will donation. For more details, find the Home City Community News on Facebook or contact Jessica Lease at 785-562-7817. James S. Skip Bronkhurst, age 53, of Greenleaf, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Skip Bronkhorst. Delta J. Bartles, age 88, of Blue Springs, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. In charge of arrangements for Delbert Bartles. William R. Mattson, age 72, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Private service held with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for William Mattson. James F. Gudenkoff, age 57, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday at his home. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Vigil service Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for James Gudenkoff. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs with egg roll noodles, stewed tomatoes and diced peaches. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cinnamon apples. KNDY News Time, 717.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying calm and sunny today before a small low-pressure system will start to make its way through on Saturday. Snow showers will move across the area throughout Saturday and Saturday night, bringing a chance for some snow accumulation. Some freezing fog early on today, otherwise staying partly sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Some snow showers will begin as we head into Saturday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s, and a slight chance for some snow throughout Saturday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. Between 1 and 2 inches of snow is possible. Sunshine returns as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s, and staying mostly cloudy over Sunday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. Still staying cloudy as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. And a slight chance for more snow showers throughout Monday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 72, the average low 18, and the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:33. A chilly 19 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 20th of January. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon, to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 75-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
The NBA in France and the Celtics ice the reigning champs. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Zach LaVine and the Bulls shined in Paris against the lowly Pistons.
Zach with a pull-up right side three. Bam!
Chuck Swirsky with the call on WSCR. LaVine had 30 points. The Bulls throttled the Pistons 126-108. A nail-biter in Boston. The Celtics tangled with the reigning champion Warriors in a rematch of last year's finals.
Shot clock at 9. Possession teetering on the break. Tatum going to shoot a 3 and drill it.
The call on 98.5, the sports hub. Tatum finished with 34 points, and the Celts win in overtime, 121-118. 76ers at Portland, always a tough place to play. Joel Embiid and James Harden put on a clinic, though. Embiid had 32 points. Harden logged a triple-double, 16, 14, and 10. Sixers take down the Blazers, 105-95. The Kevin Durant-less Nets lost their fourth straight, 117-112 to the Suns in Phoenix. This is ABC Sports. Top 25 college hoops. Sixth-ranked Gonzaga took a 76-game home winning streak, eighth longest in Division I history, into last night's tilt with unranked Loyola Marymount and were promptly upset 68-67. LMU stifling a late Gonzaga rally for the win. Number 3, Purdue at Minnesota. Freshman guard Braden Smith, the star.
Braden Smith will shoot a 3. Triple time, Braden Smith.
Rob Blackman, Learfield with the call. Smith had 19 points. Zach Edey added 12. The Boilermakers dispatched Minnesota 61-39. Fifth-ranked UCLA visited Arizona State in a Pac-12 battle.
Kick to Hawkins. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. 3-point shot. Good with a swish.
Josh Lewin, Learfield with the call. The Bruins win their 14th straight, 74-62. Number 11, Arizona, also won 81-66 over USC. And the 18th-ranked College of Charleston won its 19th straight. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball scores in boys play from the Thunder Classic. Host Nemaha Central beat Jacksonites 51-27. Marysville boys topped St. Mary's 54-35. And Atchison down St. Mary's Academy 55-43. Semifinals of the girls' tournament at Washington County in the Twin Valley League. Valley Heights edged Lynn 41-40. Centralia topped Frankfort 40-32. Hanover topping Clifton Clyde 49-32. And Donova West beat Washington County 54-24. Boys take center stage as the Twin Valley League continues at Washington County Friday. We'll have three games back-to-back with Frankfort boys versus Donova West at 4:30. Axtell versus Clifton Clyde at 6. Hanover meets Blue Valley at 7:30. Back in the bracket at 6, Valley Heights boys meet Troy. And at 7:30, Washington County will host Centralia. Marysville girls entertain Nemaha Central Friday evening. Diller O'Dell's at Lawrence Nelson. Boys tip off in the first game, girls to follow. Southerns host Sterling. Marysville wrestlers, the Beloit Invitational this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
TVL tournament action continues Friday live on KNDY with Frankfort D West at 4:30, Axtell Clifton Clyde at 6, and Hanover Blue Valley at 7:30.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if it's Friday, it's time for the Stagline Report.
A lot of things were discussed at the annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau in San Juan. And I guess we'll start off with, I've already told you about on my last Stagline Report about a big deal. That John Deere and American Farm Bureau have put together a deal that will allow farmers to fix their own John Deere equipment at home. They were supposed to be able to get equipment to satisfy that job themselves or hire a technician to do it. I'm not smart enough to run it after I'd have that equipment. But in any event, that was quite a feat. And it'll be interesting to see if others join other companies. In the meantime, American Farm Bureau had some other items to talk about. One of them, of course, the waters of the U.S. Oh my gosh, this thing's been on the agenda of our agricultural situation for how many years? Started out with, after a rain, a puddle would cause maybe a government official to come and check you out. Well, I don't know where the next step will be, but there's an EPA situation developing right now that could cause another headache or two. And so they talked a lot about that at the meeting. Whether they got anything done or not, I don't know. But they're sending messages, and a lot of them to EPA, USDA, and others. And thank goodness for that. That needs to be done to straighten them out and tell them what we have on the farm, because I don't think they know. In the meantime, we also have some farmers calling for a cost of production item put in the farm bill. I don't know about this cost of production that's related to a safety net, but that's one of the things that some farmers would like to see might work. Need to see more details on that before I'd be in favor of it. In the meantime, I'm still in favor of keeping what we got. It's not bad. See you on the next Equine Report.
And let's look at your ag news on this Friday, January the 20th. Hope you have a fantastic one.
K-State is known for many accomplishments, but the crop judging team is in a league of their own with 19 national championship titles. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State crop judging team coach Sarah Fry and team members Jarek Meyer, Ellie Brown, and Ashley Chandler give insight on their recent national championship win.
So this is our 19th out of the past 24 years, and there's a couple split titles in there. So this year, of course, is a split championship as well as the previous year.
I think when you say collegiate crop judging to really anybody outside of our small circle of people who are really involved with it, there are a lot of questions about what does that actually look like? Contrary to popular belief, we're not in the field, but we work in more of a lab type setting where we're evaluating samples of seed and looking for contaminants. We're evaluating samples of grain and determining the quality by assigning a grade and determining the factors that resulted in that grade. And we're identifying around 200 plant and seed ID samples in each contest.
Each of the team members explain why they chose to join the K-State crops judging team.
I enjoy judging agronomy as a part of FFA and 4-H. And coming to K-State, I originally came as an agriculture education major. And when I learned about the opportunities in agronomy and the opportunities to get involved with the collegiate crops judging contest, that made me want to jump on board with agronomy full time so that I could really take advantage of all the opportunities that were available in agronomy and in the collegiate crops judging contest.
I kind of have a different story getting involved in it. I didn't really do agronomy in FFA. I did it my senior year, but I wasn't very good at it by any means. I had a mentor who was on the K-State Collegiate Crops team when she was in college, and talking with Dr. Donnelly when I started at Kansas State, he encouraged me to do it, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, similar to Ashley, I also did the crops contest in FFA, and so that got me interested, and then my older brother was also on the crops team a few years ago, and pretty much everybody in the College of Ag knows that K-State's known for the crops team, so just wanted to get in on that.
Fry gives advice for students with interest in joining the team and for future coaches.
I'd say for the students that are interested, don't be afraid to just go and ask about it. And that's how we get a lot of students that get involved. They just kind of ask a faculty member or even whoever the crops team coach is. They just ask about it. And that kind of gets their foot in the door. And then for any future coaches, assistant or the head coach, just make sure to spend a lot of time with each student. Those are definitely experiences that they'll remember, because spending one-on-one time with a student means a lot more than just being there just in general.
That's K-State crops judging team coach Sarah Fry and team members Jarek Meyer, Ellie Brown, and Ashley Chandler with insights on their recent national championship win. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be a land auction, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, located east of Oquito, selling at auction Friday, January 20th, 10 a.m. This farm consists of 103 acres more or less, upland cropland, the balance mostly pasture. There are some waterways. The farm's been in a corn and soybean rotation. The location has an established rural water meter and connected hydrant along Cherokee Road at the former Farmstead area. The benefit unit will transfer to the buyer. The property is located along a Good County Rock Road to the north and a township road to the east. This quarter section, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, will sell at auction Friday, January 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blue Valley Technologies Building in Home, Kansas. Property selling for Kimberly Meyer. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Olmsted Real Estate, broker and auctioneer.
If you're a fan of weather extremes, you'd love the High Plains this time of year. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 20th, the 20th day of the year. Astronaut Edwin Buzz Aldrin celebrates a birthday, and the record low temperature for the continental U.S. was set on this day in 1954, 70 below zero at Rogers Pass, Montana. While this is, on average, the coldest week of the year in North America, folks in the interior regions know how abruptly that can change. On this day in 1943, it was 16 below zero in Deadwood, South Dakota. Less than 2 miles away, it was 68 degrees warmer. 2 days later, the town of Spearfish experienced a 50-degree temperature rise in less than 2 minutes. The whipsaw effect is often due to warm Pacific air descending down the eastern slope of the Rockies, commonly known as a Chinook. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. It's 19 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs near 40 on tap for today. Chance of snow moving in over the weekend.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been long awaiting for many Chiefs fans across the state of Kansas, but the first round of the playoffs are underway this weekend with the NFL Divisional Round, as the Kansas City Chiefs are at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday against the Jacksonville Jaguars with kickoff at 3:30. The Chiefs finished off their regular season against the Las Vegas Raiders 31-13 in a dominant victory, keeping them ahead in the number one seed position for the AFC West with an overall record of 14-3. And while the bookies say that the Kansas City Chiefs have an 8-point advantage in their home turf, Patrick Mahomes did give some credit to the Jacksonville Jaguars going into the game, releasing a statement saying, quote, "I think the only difference is they might just have a little bit more confidence because they're winning football games right now. But they're a talented team. I know that the first time we played them, you can see the talent that they had." The Jaguars finish off their regular season 9-8 for the regular season, but atop the AFC South. Also throughout the weekend, we'll see the New York Giants play the Eagles, the Bengals against the Bills, and the Cowboys taking on the 49ers.
Marysville Bulldogs handled the St. Mary's Bears, winning 54-35 as pool play continued Thursday in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville, jumping to a 24-9 first quarter lead, held St. Mary's to free throws and a single field goal late in the first half. Jack Lauer led scoring for MHS with 22 points. Rhett Williams in double figures with 16 as Marysville improves to 10-1. St. Mary's Keller Hurla scored 22 points, 18 of those in the second half. Marysville 54, St. Mary's 35. The Bears fall to 6-5. Finals continue on Saturday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Thursday night basketball scores in boys play from the Thunder Classic. Host Nemaha Central beat Jackson Heights 51-27. Marysville boys topped St. Mary's 54-35, and Atchison down St. Mary's Academy 55-43. Semifinals of the girls tournament at Washington County in the Twin Valley League. Valley Heights edged Lynn 41-40. Centralia topped Frankfort 40-32. Hanover topping Clifton Clyde 49-32. And Donifa West beat Washington County 54-24. Boys take center stage as the Twin Valley League continues at Washington County Friday. We'll have three games back-to-back with Frankfort boys versus Donifa West at 4:30. Axtell versus Clifton Clyde at 6. Hanover meets Blue Valley at 7:30. Back in the bracket at 6, Valley Heights boys meet Troy. And at 7:30, Washington County will host Centralia. Marysville girls entertain Nemo Hall Central Friday evening. Diller O'Dell's at Lawrence Nelson. Boys tip off in the first game. Girls to follow. Southerns host Sterling. Millersville wrestlers, the Beloit Invitational this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
KNDY.
A shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show. We can stay right here, and I can take you for." My big green tractor, we can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't.